Protests have been held in Melbourne and Sydney calling for an end to Israel's bombardment of Gaza as Israel prepares to invade Rafah in the enclave's south. Regular protests have been held since Israel launched its attack on Gaza in retaliation for Hamas's attacks on October the 7th. Gaza's health ministry says more than 28,000 people have been killed since. This protester in Melbourne has told SBS News Palestinians are experiencing unprecedented destruction.
Well, I've been here for the past 4 months every Sunday, and I've been here with the rest of the other people for the same reasons, and that is that we want an end to the atrocities that are happening. We are very pained, deeply concerned, and we just, enough is enough. We are tired of seeing the desecration of civilians.
Outside the Prime Minister's Sydney office in Marrickville, a group has staged a sit-in. Protester Sara Shawish says they are calling for Australia to restore its funding to the UN Relief Agency for Palestinians, UNRWA, as well as an immediate ceasefire.
We are a group of hundreds of dedicated Australians that are fighting for their brothers and sisters on the ground now in Palestine. And if this is the way that it needs to happen, then we are willing to stay here for as long as it takes for our demands to be met.